the Rebels will travel to Arkansas on Saturday at 2:30 Central on ESPN2. To ask a question for Coach Kiffin, please press *1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Arkansas game this week.
Well, playing a really good team. You know, kind of wish they were like last year, but they've done an awesome job. You know, completely different on defense. You know, physical, running the ball, play hard as can be. You know, giving people problems. Offensively, very explosive with the tempo, and Sam's done a great job. So, we're gonna have our hands full. We are dealing with our first COVID issues of the season. Unfortunately, we had in camp, but it had been great through 3 games. So, that's been a big challenge this week. You know, and we're already banged up after a, you know, very physical, you know, high play count game versus, you know, great team in Bama. So this is going to be very challenging.
We'll begin with John Zehner of the Associated Press.
Hey, Lane, I had 2 things. One, can you be a little more specific how many guys are out and if they're starters or anything like that?
Yeah, I cannot. You know, we're just like injuries, we're not going to get into detail on that. We're just trying to manage it the best we can, so sorry.
That's okay. Okay. And the other thing is related to a different game. I know Georgia's not on your schedule, so you haven't watched film or anything, but from what you can tell us, Georgia, it seems like they're built a lot like the Alabama teams before you became offensive coordinator. Have you seen enough to kind of compare what Kirby's doing to those old Alabama teams?
I would agree with that. We have seen them, you know, having, they played Arkansas, so I would agree they're a little bit more like, you know, the old Alabama way, a little more grinded out, not as explosive, and then play, you know, phenomenal defense.
Thank you.
This is Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Lane, I'm wondering what you think of the dynamic of your relationship with Kendall Briles and Kendall and Jeff Levy being brothers-in-law, what that adds to this game.
I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, that happens all the time, you know, in coaching relatives or people playing their dads even and stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. They are not just brother-in-law. They are best friends. They grew up best friends and ended up marrying Kendall's sister. So I joke with him. I think he was just trying to get a job with Art. But, so they're very close.
And on your COVID numbers, so there'll be another round of testing later this week. I mean, are you guys on the brink of having a position group that could cause a postponement of this game?
I hope not. If we were to play today, we could play. So hopefully it stays that way.
Next is Ben Brainerd, the state newspaper.
Hey, Lane, you mentioned a little about not talking about injuries. And I guess I wanted to ask, what is the edge gained in not having an opponent not knowing your injuries? And in your career, has there ever been a moment when you came into a game, were surprised by an injury you guys didn't expect, and that put you at a disadvantage?
I mean, the only thing I can think about is, you know, every 2 years you get one in pregame warm-ups, a freak injury, you know, so, but nothing like this COVID where you have no idea. And the problem is the close contacts and, you know, how discretionary that is. And, you know, I highly doubt every program is doing the same thing. So, you know, that part's kind of discouraging because you get people shut down that don't have it. You know, and even when we continue to test them, they don't have it. They're still not allowed to play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Next is Steve Moulton at WZZN.
Hey, Coach. After seeing the Arkansas-Auburn game, I was wondering if you had a thought or an opinion on, you know, how that game ended for Arkansas.
Auburn, you know, counting their blessings. I mean, the ball's backwards. I mean, Knox knew that when he saw it. So, really a shame for Arkansas to play that well and should have won the game.
Defensively, you mentioned how different this team is defensively, but specifically at the linebacker core, what impresses you most about the Arkansas linebackers, Coach?
How hard they play, how physical they are. I mean, they give their bodies up. I mean, they go slamming in there. And, you know, Bumper Pool is a really good player. They do a great job.
Thank you, Coach.
This is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Lane, how you doing? Hey, I was wondering, based on the games, I know it's only been three, but what kind of home field advantage do you think home teams are having with the reduced crowds? And you know, could the Arkansas crowd still have an impact on this game with, you know, 16-5 or whatever they're supposed to have?
I don't think there's any impact. I think maybe, you know, a point or two just because you're supposed to play better because you're used to playing on the field in that stadium, but I don't think the crowd's been affected at all. I certainly wish we had a normal crowd last week, you know, with the way the game was going, how much energy there would have been in there to try to help us on defense.
And then obviously your dad was a great defensive coordinator here at Arkansas. I'm thinking you must have been too young to remember any of that, but I think I read your dad's one of your analysts now. If that's so, kind of, how's that like, you know, working with your dad, having your dad on your staff, and do you have any recollection of your time at Fayetteville, or is that just too young?
I think I was like two or three or something like that, so it's really, I've seen pictures. I don't really remember it. I guess I was on the plane back, I believe, from the Orange Bowl with the big upset. I think Oklahoma still plays with all the starters out, and they still, you know, took care of Oklahoma, I believe, in the Orange Bowl, I think. So I guess I was on that plane, but I don't recall. It is awesome, you know, having him on staff. He's unbelievable with our young coaches. He's just unique. I call him a coaching angel. Like, they just don't make people like him that, you know, so many people, wherever I go, recruiting, high schools, colleges, I mean, people, you know, daily when I'm out, you know, tell me a story about running into him and how much time he took to help them get better.
Thanks.
Yep.
We'll wrap you up today with AP Statham with WHEP.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi.
Coach, is there any time where it's more advantageous to take your time calling the play instead of running it up-tempo?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we used to do. It's an advantage that you can see them and you can check an audible and stuff. So, sure. And that, so there definitely is.
Can you explain the reasons why, some of the other reasons why?
Pardon?
Can you explain some of the reasons why? I mean, you said, you know, take your time, your audible and things like that, but is the up-tempo, would you prefer the up-tempo versus taking your time to call the play? Do you have a preference?
Yeah, that's why we do what we do. It's because that, you know, you gain more advantage with the tempo, especially as an underdog, with the ability to audible and stuff, and we still have that ability. We can still, looks like we're going fast, and we stop sometimes, and we do check out a thing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Coach, thank you.